You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
Greetings, pod people. This is CineSchlockerama columnist Noel Gross, and this is my preview to San Diego Comic-Con International. I was there last year and had such a good time, I thought I'd go back. And so I'm leaving the nurturing bosom of CineSchlockerama HQ and going out for the big Geek Fest that draws, the official count was, I believe, 87,000 attendees over 4 days last year, and it's got to be more than that. It's just geek nirvana is what it is. Hollywood understands the marketing potential with that many of us, people of a certain interest group, with certainly a certain amount of disposable income that we can be separated from. And they are out in force. Every major studio is there pimping the movies for the upcoming year. Last year, Sin City, Team America World Police, Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. That didn't quite do so well, but they were out in force. Jude Law. The Grudge was a big player, of course, especially with Buffy fans, because Sarah Michelle Gellar was there. And for me, I was excited about a lot of things, and you can read my wrap-up of my Comic-Con coverage from last year online. I'll put a link to that on the website. But this is a preview to this year. So I've got about 60 pages of session details and a list of people doing autograph signings, that sort of thing. And I'm going to kind of just run down day by day what I'm going to be on the lookout for. One thing I learned last year is don't expect to do anything at any given time. It's you never know what you're going to encounter next, but at least you start out with a skeleton of a plan, and then you'll meet, you know, people that you didn't know were going to be there, and it's just a lot of fun, and there are always a lot of surprises. Thursday, though, I think is going to be pretty much dealer delirium. I'm going to spend most of the day wading through about, I believe it was 3.5-4 football fields in length and two football fields wide, this dealer room, just literally, you know, thousands of booths beckoning, you know, to be pored over in great detail. Star Wars, Lucas is always a big player, and that's going to be a lot of fun to wade through those. But in the afternoon, I'm looking through my schedule here. CineSchlockers, like myself, are going to have a lot to look forward to. And, of course, that's the through the eyes that I go to this show, trying to, as much as possible, especially through the advent of podcasting, or as I like to call it, schlockcasting, bring you along even more, and not just text and photos, but I'm going to be bringing along this full microphone and, you know, interviewing people. And my goal is to make you feel as much of as if you're riding shotgun as possible. Right away on Thursday is Spotlight on Bruce Campbell. Yes, Mr. Evil Dead himself is going to be there. I'm probably more of a fan of the Bubba Hotep picture, and I can't wait to hear any sort of indication of where Bubba Hotep will go next and the further adventures of our elderly Elvis. Bruce is going to be talking about his Man with the Screaming Brain picture. I haven't seen that yet. I've heard mixed things about it. But you've got to love the title of his new book, and that is How to Make Love the Bruce Campbell Way. But Bruce is going to be there through the whole weekend, and I hope we'll be able to get a moment with him. You know, it's not every day that you get to meet the amazing Briscoe County Jr. Right after him is David Cronenberg. He's going to be there talking about his new movie, A History of Violence. It's a story of a fella that lives in a nondescript town and lives a nondescript life until some toughs come into his little diner and he gets medieval on their ass. Then his whole life sort of turns up, and I'm sure there's some sort of, you know, sexual undertow or something, because it's David Cronenberg, for Pete's sake. I've never gotten to meet Mr. Cronenberg. I did get to interview him and try his patience a little bit with my fandom for the Fly movie. Sometime I'll have to dig up some audio tape of him reminding me why we were doing the interview. It's kind of a fun moment. It's not often that you're semi-scolded by one of your heroes. But he's promised to talk Fly in detail at some other point, maybe someday he'll make good on that. Friday, it looks to be a busy, busy day. It's officially Star Wars Day. But me, being a Cineschlocker, I have other designs on the day. And, you know, there's sort of a crisis of scheduling going on. You have the great Forrest J. Ackerman is going to be available. So is Ray Harryhausen. Does it get any more legendary than Ray Harryhausen? But he conflicts with both of these fellows, and Stan Lee. I'd like to be able to see him. A lot of these great sessions conflict with each other, so you kind of have to make these deep moral decisions about who you're going to go to. But I feel a certain manner of being compelled to be of service to my Cineschlocker readers, so I'm going to be hitting the Anchor Bay session and finding out all manner of what Anchor Bay is up to in their DVD releases for the upcoming year. They've got listed about 20 different celebrities that they're going to cram into this 90-minute session, so that should be a whirlwind and a half. Going on at the same time, the Star Wars fans will be freaking out over Natalie Portman. She's making an appearance for V for Vendetta. And I kind of would have liked to seen the session on Tim Burton's Corpse Bride. It's sort of the animation I've seen so far is really reminiscent of the Vincent short that is on the DVD for, I believe, Edward Scissorhands. Let's see, what else is on the schedule? If I'm really brave, and if there's really an outcry from the readership and the listeners out there, I will try as I might to get through the House of the Dead 2 panel led by Lionsgate, and that's at noon. I'm afraid the siren call of a turkey sandwich or a hot dog may be greater at that lunch hour. But I've got super big X on this, you know, big stars, and, you know, I'm inside. I'm already jumping up and down in glee. At midday, there's a Masters of Horror section, a session. And what that is Showtime is starting a new anthology series, a horror anthology series, and they're going to the very best folks to direct these new horror anthologies. So you're going to be compelled to subscribe to Showtime as a horror fan, I'm sure, because you've got people like Don Coscarelli, Stuart Gordon, Roger Corman, John Landis, I think I saw Toby Hooper listed among the people who are going to be directing these new 13 one-hour films. So that's going to be really exciting. Eventually they'll be released on DVD, so there's hope for us to all get to see our favorite episodes as they in a more pristine form. I should just probably send out a warning to Mr. Corman right now. I will be stalking you, sir. You're one of my great idols, and a chance to to meet Roger Corman will just cannot be missed, and I look forward to getting to hear from him and hopefully getting to say hello. I know Mick Garris will be there. I got to meet him last year at Comic-Con. Just a great guy. He does a lot of work with Stephen King's adaptations. I like to quiz him about Psycho 4 as much as possible, and he's always a really good sport about that. And he is very anxious to see it on DVD as well. I've pointed out that it is among Cine Schlockerama's most wanted, and we will continue to pursue that film until it is finally in its rightful place among the DVD world. I might be able to eke out a few minutes of the Harryhausen ode, and that's, I think, specifically going to dwell on some sort of Kongage and things like that. That's going to be fun. But I fear that I will be lured over to the Battlestar Galactica panel, and this is going to be quite the departure. The first year they were there, they were pretty much booed out of the the San Diego area. Second year, the miniseries came out, and people warmed a little bit more, and I really anticipate, with the first season behind locked in, and the new season starting actually the Friday, the very day of this appearance, I anticipate a huge and very appreciative crowd. We're going to have President Roslin there, Mary McDonald, Dr. Gaius Baltar will be there, Starbuck herself, Leah Dama, and Grace Park. Grace Park was there last year. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Later that night, they're going to have a, you know, you can gather with all the your fellow geeks and watch the premiere of these, of the new episodes. And they're going to have the first one Friday night. I'm not sure if I will have any ounce of strength left in me by that time. And if not, I will probably be out, you know, doing something else. There's always TiVo. When I get home, the Battlestar Galactica will be waiting. There's also a session not too long after that, and that's from Lionsgate Films, and all Cine Schlockers know that Lionsgate has been where it's at as far as horror goes in recent years. A lot of last year, Saw was a big factor, Open Water. They're promising some inside look at Saw 2, and I'm sort of cautiously interested in that. I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but we'll give it a shot. Let's see. Oh, also there's some sort of WWE horror movie. I know we've all been waiting for that. And then I might sneak over and indulge my Star Wars fandom with one last session about all that's wonderful about Star Wars. I think they're going to try to explain to us, you know, how we should keep buying Star Wars things, even though there aren't any new movies. Saturday morning, I'm going to be checking out the Lost panel and the Night Stalker panel. That looks like that could have some potential there. Might squirm on over to the Superman Returns panel, and if I'm lucky, I'll get to take a gander at Miss Charlize Theron. She's going to be talking up I Am Flux, and maybe we'll get to hear about how she broke her neck and all that sort of stuff. Also, there'll be some stuff about War of the Worlds, mostly, I think, on the FX side. Let's see. We go into the afternoon. Bill Lustig, Blue Underground, is going to be giving a talk. Again, it conflicts with a really great panel with Harryhausen, Ackerman, and Ray Bradbury. I'll probably be following my Cine Schlocker heart over to the Devil's Rejects panel. I think there'll be a little bit of deja vu because last year Devil's Rejects was a big player. We'll probably get to see a lot more this time. We only had a teaser trailer last year, but they've got a whole slew of guests, including you know, Sid Haig, Bill Moseley, you know, Sherry Moon, Ken Forey, William Forsythe. He wasn't there last year, so that should be a lot of fun. And the movie, I believe, opens the very week after. So Devil's Rejects will be a big player during the week. Then it's back over to the 6,500-seat arena where all the big studios pitch their things. And that's to see Underworld Evolution. That's Kate Beckinsale will be there. Yes, beautiful Kate and her... maybe she'll show up in the cat suit. I don't know. But they'll be talking about vampires and killing werewolves or kissing werewolves. I'm not sure which. Because Scott Speedman will be there too. You know, probably squinting and being hunky and all that kind of stuff. We're all sort of cautiously excited about the Fog remake coming up. And there'll be a session on that. So I will be sure to give you some inside skinny on that once we've seen it. And probably the coup de grace of the day will be King Kong, and everybody's speculating on who will be there for King Kong, and my bet is on the Lord of the Ring himself, Peter Jackson, I think will show up, and pretty much 65, you know, the heads of 6,500 geeks will explode at one time, and I will not be among them, but I am curious to see how Kong turns out through such a skilled director as Mr. Jackson. Sunday is a little bit quieter. There's a sort of ensemble private school kids pull a murder prank or something movie called Cry Wolf that they'll be promoting. I've already gotten a press release on that. The Rock... Yes, The Rock himself will be there to discuss Doom, the adaptation of the video game. It's got some horror potential there, doesn't it? I hate to admit it, but I might actually look at Lion and the Witch and the Wardrobe. Okay, yes, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned that. I have no interest in the Land of Narnia. I don't care about it, right? No. Forgive me for even thinking that... that would be okay to mention. 4400, I'm just catching up via the miracle of TiVo on the the first season of 4400. I saw the miniseries, and it sort of wrapped up in a sort of goofy place. So far, the series is on a goofy pace, too. But they're going to have quite the contingent of folks on hand, including... the principals, one of which was in Taken. I forget the guy's name. He was very good in Taken, and I'd love to get a chance to say hello to him. I've got a whole list of folks that I'm looking forward to getting some time with in the autograph area, and chief among those, Cinish Lockers, is Connie Mason. Come on, anybody, can you tell me who Connie Mason is? I'll give you a minute. Connie Mason? Yes, you're correct. She is the star of Blood Feast. Herschel Gordon Lewis is the godfather of gore. The very first gore film, Blood Feast. And she was the object of Fu-Rod Ramsey's obsession. And believe it or not, she's alive and kicking. And I'm going to get this... opportunity to say hello to her, and I'm just tickled to death about it. For whatever reason, I've never, gotten to say hello to Ken Forey from Dawn of the Dead, and of course the new Devil Reject movie, so I'm looking forward to meeting him. Ashley Lawrence of the Hellraiser movies will be there. That's exciting. Kelly Stables from the new Ring movies. She's this gorgeous, gorgeous girl that... washes her hair in ink and for the Ring movies, and looks, you know, horrible. So that will be quite the contrast to get to meet her. And the great Elvira will be there. Yes, Elvira. It doesn't get much better than that. Well, maybe it does. Some of you will remember from my coverage last year and my pursuit of Lance Hendrickson, and how I waded my way through that Hall H, you know, that 6,500 theater, made my way up to the front to see this special, his special appearance for Alien vs. Predator. And it, you know, it was fun and a big hoo-ha. But, you know, I never got to meet Lance. And I got a press release just the other day He's not listed in any of this stuff, but little birds are telling me that he will be on hand, and I'm already arranging a time to speak with Lance about the last season of Millennium will come out on DVD, and he will finally have a commentary track. And but I think mostly from a personal level, I think Lance is there to promote his artwork. Works in ceramics, and I'll be glad to talk to him about that. I find that fascinating too. He's a genuine Sinishlocker idol. I want to get some perspective from other folks there. I've lined up at least one person, and I hope that some of you Sinishlockers out there will drop me an email, or I guarantee on Saturday and Friday you will be able to spot me in a crowd, because the schlock radius of the getup that I will be wearing will literally blind you. So just be sure to avert your eyes. But do say hello, and I will also be bringing along the gunny sack of goodies. That is, if I can get it stuffed into the overhead cargo hold to share with y'all, and also to buy off some of the folks that I'm trying to cajole into participating in a roundtable podcast. Y'all have been kind enough to listen to me yammer on, but I'd like you to hear some other folks from the DVD Talk forums. We'll get their perspective. It's all not all schlock. There's actually, comics that go on here at the Comic-Con. And there's all sorts of other television shows and things like that. Anime and everything else that these folks will have a different perspective on. And I'm hoping to get that roundtable together on Friday evening at the end of the Star Wars brouhaha. And we'll try to get that out for you on Saturday, or as quickly as we can, so that you can feel like you've come along on the journey, on this geek trek. It doesn't get much better than a geek trek to San Diego to commune with, 90,000 other fans that from all over the country. It's quite the event, and I hope you've gotten a little bit of a window into where I'm headed. And I think we're going to have a good time. I'm going to keep throwing the microphone open all during my journey. And we'll come back and wrap things up at the end of the trip. And it'll probably, hopefully, be a montage of all sorts of different things. And we might even have to segment it over several podcasts just to get it all in. So, for now, this is Sinishlockerama columnist Noel Gross. Please email me at feedback@Sinishlockerama if you're going to be in San Diego for the Comic-Con. I'd love to be able to stop by, meet up with you, and say hello. Maybe swap cell phone numbers or something like that. So, Comic-Con International. Next time I talk to you, the Leering Press will be there. We're going to have a good time.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at DVDTalkRadio.com.